want. So I wanted to witch doctor dancing. I said, well, that's what we have. He said, but I don't want it like this. That's too sophisticated. I want somebody wild. And he took his pencil, and on the top of my drawing, he simply made the arms go crazy, the legs go crazy, the toes go crazy. And it looked like a poor drawing. It was an error. It was wrong. But then he looked at me after he said, I put an arm here and an arm there and a leg here. And I looked at him. And he said, then bring it back and we can use it. Well, I think I had been in the business at that time maybe 6 or 8 months. So I dutifully redrew the illustration and turned it in. And I thought it was terrible, but he was perfectly happy with it. On another occasion, I was asked to do a drawing that had been sold by the account executive to a client. The account executive, who's not an illustrator, did the drawing. He took it to the client. His client liked the drawing and approved going into finish on those drawings. So it came to me to do the drawing. Well, the account executive had a man facing, his back facing the audience. But you could see his head 3/4 of his front face if he turned and looked over his shoulders. Well, of course, you can't do that. And when, of course, when I brought that up, the art director's position was, that's what I sold him. That's what I want you to do. Now, that's not an example of racism in any way. And I'm not certain that the African thing is necessarily racism either. The art director in that case was simply ignorant of African culture. To him, all African dancing is bad. So he just thought I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was bad. I didn't think it was as being bad. Another example is I did a job for one of the major television stations, and they were doing a newspaper ad. They wanted to do a full-page ad for Herb Albert and the Tijuana, I believe it was Tijuana Brass. And I did this design, which I thought was really very smart. It was going along very well. And I think I had Herb Albert in the bull ring, teasing the bull with his trumpet, playing music. And in the audience in the seats, screaming and hollering and very excited and kind of a sophisticated cartoon kind of style, rather a satirical style. And the art director, of course, saw it, the white art director, and he saw the final drawing, and he suggested that the drawing was fine, he had no quarrel with that, we were going to run it. But he wanted me to put a sleeping Mexican in the corner. And of course, I objected. The sleeping Mexican had absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about. That you don't have a sleeping Mexican in the arena with a bull during a bullfight. I thought a sleeping Mexican was a terribly offensive statement about Latinos and Latin culture. It had nothing to do with it. At this time, I think I had been in the business 10 years when I ran into this art director and got this assignment. I didn't really know him. I hadn't worked with him too frequently. When I objected to what they were doing, the art director very quietly looked at me and said, you will either do what I want you to do on this assignment, or you're not going to be paid. We're not paying you for the work you've done. And, of course, that bothered me. So I took it back. I thought of my wife and my kids at the time. And I took the job back, and I put a sleeping Mexican in the drawing. And, of course, I never took the drawing out to show anybody what I had done. It would have been a very, very good job to show off to other major studios, television studios, as to the kind of faking I do. But I needed the money. I needed the money to pay the rent and the office and buy the supplies and for my wife and my kids. And I